Hi Kerry, and welcome to your spiritual guidance reading for July. I have shuffled the cards and chosen three cards for you. I've used a different deck to the ones that I had at the market, and I also asked the angels to give you some, you know, different guidance. So let's hope that something comes out that's a little bit different to what we talked about there. Okay, so the first card that I get that comes out is about thinking about solutions. So if you've got any issues going on this month, any problems that come up, stay focused on the solution. Don't spend time worrying about the problem. Stay focused on like the outcome that you want, the solution. You may need to compromise somewhere, so it might be that you need to you know, give a little or take a little or whatever it is to come to some sort of a compromise or something that so that it resonates with you, so that it sits well with you, that you're comfortable with. But really, this is also, you know, signifying that there's some change coming up for you this month. I really feel like it is, whatever it is, it's very much divinely guided. It's, you know, important to remember that you are protected and safe, and that the angels are always with you. Not sure, I can't remember if we talked about Archangel Michael, but I get a sense from this, the image on this card, that you know, need to be doing more. So I think from memory, we talked a little bit about you doing some protection of your energy. I'm getting that sense again with this card, that it's important for you to be doing that protection. So whatever it is, calling in Archangel Michael, or your own rituals around protecting that. So that's going to be important for you. The other thing that's coming up with this card is it's stuff to do with sort of like a forgiveness and healing. So there may be, so I'm not sure if there's something from your past or something that you've kind of recently gone through, but I feel that this month is going to be, there's going to be an opportunity for you to heal a situation through forgiveness. And that's also about forgiving yourself as well. So being kind to yourself and being forgiving yourself for, you know, any choices that you've made that you've perceived have been mistakes or wrongdoings, whereas, you know, realistically, there haven't been mistakes. They've been there to help guide you onto this path. They are stepping stones to the right place. So, you know, really, there are never any mistakes, because our mistakes are always just opportunities for learning and growth. I feel that there will be, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for happiness for you this month. You know, try to get into, as I said, that you're cleansing in nature if you can. You know, nature is a really powerful cleanser and a powerful healer too. So, I mean, I know we're in winter and it's a bit chilly, but if you can get yourself outside at all, you know, do that, rug up, or I don't know if this is making any sense to you, but you know, I'm kind of getting like a fire pit outside. So even if it's, you know, building a little fire, or if there's a, what do they call it? Like a little bonfire, a campfire or something like that. You know, find ways to keep yourself warm, I guess, outside, if that's not relevant to you specifically. It might just mean, yeah, you know, look for ways to keep warm so that you can get yourself outside. Okay, so the next card is really interesting. So this is actually about, light at the end of the tunnel. So it's great. It's really giving you I get a feeling with this that it's like floating on air kind of thing. So it really is going to be a time for you to make new plans. So as I said, I felt with the first card that there's going to be some change coming up for you this month, and really feel like there's going to be a shift for you about moving away from, you know, challenging and difficult times. This is really going to be a time for you to open up and to explore new things and new possibilities. There could be some travel involved. You may, do something different, like start a new journey of some sort in this month, which I think again will be, you know, feeling like that's a positive thing. And maybe there's been some turmoil in the past, or you know, you've had some turmoil about making this decision to do, you know, to take this trip or travel or start this journey. But it is going to be something that is, you know, a benefit to you. I really feel like it's going to help you. I know that I do remember from the market that I was having difficulty with speaking up, and I was having a big coughing fit. And what I get with this card as well is that communication again. You know, it's important for you to keep up your opportunities for speaking your truth. And whatever, you know, taking this trip or this journey, starting of some sort of new beginning, you know, it's about rising above your problems, and it's about being able to lift your own sense of self-belief and your own sense of self-confidence to a level where you feel safe and comfortable in being able to speak up for yourself and speak your truth, you know, and in loving ways, because, you know, you need to be taking responsibility for yourself in that way, because it is up to you to make sure that you are, you know, not only going after your dreams and living the life that you want to live, but that you are communicating in that way. So the next card that's come out, which is a beautiful card here, and it's about strength. So really what this card is saying is that, you know, again, the word forgiveness comes up, so that's really interesting. But it's also about having self-confidence, you know, so believing in yourself, having confidence in yourself, you know, really using your inner resources. I mean, if you think, I mean, sometimes people don't think that they are strong, but if you have a look back at your life and you think about, you know, all of the challenges that you've faced and all of the difficulties that you have faced, you've gotten through them and here you are. And, you know, from the short time that I have known you and the conversations that we've had, there's been a real shift in you recently from what you've been doing. So you've really been growing and getting stronger and developing yourself in that way. And this is just about cultivating that and really, I guess, celebrating that, looking at yourself and going, wow, look at how much I've done and look at how strong I am. And really just, you know, being kind to yourself, like thinking really kind things about who you are and about what you have to offer the world and about what you can do, and just being kind to you. I mean, you know, obviously that extends out to others as well, but from what I know of you, I would say you're already very kind to others. But what I'm really getting, you know, with this card is that it's kind of like what you put in is what you get back. So it's almost like you reap the rewards of the effort that you put in. So if you really put in that effort to do some, you know, shifting around your thought processes and your patterns about yourself, you're really going to notice a significant difference in your energy levels and in your belief and in your confidence, and in all of those important aspects of yourself that are going to help you on your journey forward. You're definitely being guided and surrounded by angels, no doubt about that. But you know, you really do have the ability to have whatever it is that you want, and your thoughts are manifesting your reality. So it's really, you know, strongly in that card getting a sense for you that using your spiritual tools and using your own inner strength to develop some really good patterns for yourself, to do something, you know, to develop some routines and some habits where you're doing things every single day that are strengthening who you are and strengthening your beliefs about yourself and strengthening your thought processes to be focused on the positive. You know, and if I go back to the first card, you know, looking at this as a loop, that's pretty much what the first card was saying as well, that it's about looking at the solutions and looking at the outcomes that you want rather than focusing on the problems that you have. You know, and in the middle of that is this moving away from difficulty and light at the end of the tunnel. new plans and moving forward. So, you know, the message really is to me strongly on both ends of this reading about being positive and using your mental stuff to be positive, and it's really going to help to shift you forward. There's lots of spiritual growth for you, which I think, you know, that's an ongoing journey that you're on anyway. Forgiveness again is on both ends of those cards, which is really interesting. So, you know, it's really a time this month for you to be doing this inner work, doing the inner work, excuse me, you know, to get you to where you want to go. And it's completely up to you to put that in. But, you know, the feeling in terms of these cards that I'm looking at, you know, it is a very positive feeling. So while there's kind of, you know, this need for you to be doing some work here and really digging deep and putting in that, it's really, really going to give you some beautiful rewards in doing that. You know, so just keep your energy high, keep your focus, you know, like on a from a higher perspective. Don't get caught in the detail and the crappy things. Excuse me. Speak up for yourself. And, you know, just keep moving forward and keep, you know, working on all of that inner stuff. And I think you're going to have a wonderful month ahead. So I hope that that's helped give you some, you know, further guidance. As usual, I would love to hear feedback on that. Anything that pops up sort of through the month. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the video lesson and the meditation as well. Have a great July, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.